Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning. In the studio this morning, Miss Joy Sorensen of Majestic Caverns. Thank you for taking the time. You've been really busy in the station this week on lots of shows. Just, it's hard to be popular, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. I'll have to tell my husband and my children you said that. How fun.
Well, we'll get into the cavern here in just a little while, but we want to know, and I love getting in with guests to find out, who is Miss Joy Sorensen? Who really are you? Where did you grow up? What have you done to get you to where you are right now?
Well, I'd have to say that how I got to where I am right now is based on the love and the support of those around me. So I'm a big believer in making choices as you grow up and giving those choices to God. And I had a lot of moments of giving things to God and Him giving them back to me. And I'd say the cave is a big piece of that. So I grew up in Childersburg, Alabama. So I'm a local, and I absolutely loved growing up at the cave. So my dad, I think of him as being almost like Belle's father in Beauty and the Beast, crazy old Maurice. He's the inventor. If you go to the caverns, you're going to see so many things that are the works of his hands. And a lot of those things were built with his kids sitting next to him, because he involved us in moments. My three brothers would probably not appreciate some of the things he involved them in, like carrying gravel in buckets.
Sure.
But I started working at the cave when I was five at Native American festivals. And then also when I was 7 through 11, I sent out all the mail. So if you got mail back in the 90s from the cave, it's very likely that I stuffed that mail in the envelope and sent it off. So a true family business growing up together. And so now I have two children, and I work in our family business thanks to God's calling. So I lived out of state and out of country for a few different years, really pursuing God's passions He put on my heart. And my husband and I got married, and he felt, I always loved the cave, but he actually felt like God spoke to him one day when we came down to the cave and visited my folks, and I had a really serious back injury that thankfully has gotten better. I lost the ability to walk. My husband had to carry me to church back when we lived in New York City. And so I lost a lot of abilities, and thanks to the doctors that I saw and wonderful chiropractic care from wonderful local chiropractors like Dr. Jingles, I'm now able to walk and live life normally and have children. So I'm really grateful. But while we were down here getting me care, my husband felt like God spoke to him and said, you know, this is the place where you're meant to tell stories about me and what I've done over history. And I remember coming home from an epidural and a lot of visits with different spinal surgeons, and my husband told me that, and I just wept, because in my heart it had always been there to be here at the cave and to be a part of this place's beautiful story, and to have him agree with that and really feel it when I'd never brought it up to him, because he was doing acting and storytelling in New York City, and he was a producer in LA, and he was very talented and loved the Lord. And he just, when God called him, we both just felt so moved. And I said, let's go. Let's do this. So he was over the men's ministry at the church we were in up there, and I was over the women's ministry. And we talked to our church, and our church leader said, God already told me you're going. And so we had their blessing and left New York City and gladly call Alabama our home, with where we get to raise our children and get to be near my amazing parents that are still a part of the business very actively. So it's a joy to be here.
Well, it's a joy to have you here this morning. And if you stick around with us, we want to learn more. We'll have more from Miss Joy Sorensen right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and in the studio, Miss Joy Sorensen from Majestic Caverns, and I put her on the spot during the break. I asked her what her favorite Bible verse was, and I love these Bible verses because you can answer it in just a second. I noticed from guests that Bible verses come during seasons of life, where the Bible verse today might not have been the Bible verse 5 years ago, and it may not have been the Bible verse yesterday, and it's kind of cool. And I say this every week, and I know I wear the listeners out. They hear it, but isn't it just cool how the Lord continually speaks to us through his word? So I'm interested to see what the Bible verse is for today. And has this verse been around for a while, or is this the season that this verse applies?
Great question. I would have answered a different verse just a month ago. This one came to mind, although it does really truly fit my season right now. I would say that I did a study on it when I was in seventh grade. And so I really loved it then, but I did different studies every year, and I just, that one popped in my mind as you were talking to your listeners, because I felt like it really spoke to the passion of what you were sharing. And it's Exodus 14:14. It's not one people quote all the time, but it says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still." And I love how that communicates the protective arm of the Father, and just how God wants to bring people through those seasons where you feel like you're fighting alone. And you're not.
God's you're not.
For you.
And that's so neat, because that's one of my favorite stories in the Bible is Joshua.
Yes.
Because people forget that when Joshua was, you know, he just didn't go to Jericho to conquer Jericho. He had conquered city after city physically. And then when he came upon Jericho, he listened to the Lord.
Amen.
And he sat back and he did what the Lord told him to do. And if we would just all, it sounds so simple, but it's so hard to do, to just be able to sit back and let the Lord do it for us.
Amen.
And he will, because nobody loves us more than the Lord. And he wants the best for us. And it doesn't mean that every day is going to be sunshine.
Yeah,
it does. But if we trust in him, he will move those obstacles. He will change things. He will bring people into your life to make it better. And it's just what a powerful verse that was, just to remind us to be still and trust the Lord, because ultimately we know it's going to be okay.
Amen.
It's all going to work out in his favor.
So true. And another tip for your listeners would be, if you ever get a chronological Bible, it's a beautiful thing to read through the Psalms, mm-hmm. because you get to see how much duress David was in, and then his Psalms of Thanksgiving under such trials and tribulations, and just seeing that beautiful heart of how can we be thankful in the midst of adversity, or in the midst of when it seems like there's no hope. And I just think that that's a beautiful thing to get to experience. It's just like you're saying about God really fighting for you and being still.
Well, all right. When we come back, I'd like to learn a little bit more about the cavern.
Sounds great to me.
All right. We'll be back more with Miss Joy Sorensen right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning in the studio. Miss Joy Sorensen from Majestic Caverns, thank you again for taking the time. And I guess you'll have to put it on the tab when we're done. I'll have to pay up at the end of the show, but just keep it on my tab, okay?
This is a gift to me that I get to be here and get to speak to your wonderful listeners today. And thank you for all listening today.
Well, I'm a snooper, if that's what you want to call it. I snooped on your website a little bit just to find out some things, because I didn't, you know, I like to do a lot of impromptu, but then sometimes better judgment tells me to study a little bit.
Good call.
And one thing I found fascinating, I love Christmas. You know, I absolutely love Christmas. And I believe you have a Christmas event that you teased in a video.
Yes,
you
right.
Did a teaser video. I looked. And I'm really excited to see what's going to be going on in the cavern at Christmas.
Me too. I am thrilled for our guests. So if you're looking for the family tradition you want to have, this is it. So I have two children and a baby on the way. And so to me, it's really valuable to find something that's wholesome, something that's faith-based. that also has incredible entertainment. And so we've got the glitz and glam. We've got performances. We've got incredible taste, smells, and sights. And we've got Streetmosphere performers. And we've just got this whole event packed out with so much to enjoy. And there's also a heart that's there that you're going to encounter. So there's going to be opportunities for you to learn more about the reason for the season while you're there. So this is a wonderful place to make joyful memories as a family. We've got 4 nights that we're going to be doing it. We're going to have world-class talent. So the Tinseltoned Quartet is going to be there doing beautiful songs. They'll be familiar from, you know, ones you've sang at heard at church, perhaps. And you'll get to hear an incredible quartet singing them. They were on the Dr. Phil Show, Good Day LA. They were on in the Macy's Day Parade. And they'll be in Majestic Caverns entertaining you, along with Streetmosphere performers. Like, we've got somebody who's going to be juggling fire, so lots of fun spectacles to enjoy. And then also we will have a homage and a story where you're able to encounter a vignette that tell you about the fact that Jesus was born in a cave. So Bethlehem is a limestone region, and so there were first century believers believed that Jesus was born in a cave because that's actually where they kept their cattle and so forth. So it was a humble setting there. Our cave is far more beautiful than most likely the caverns Jesus was born in, but it's a sacred setting to really enjoy and take in that sense that in the still and quiet, something beautiful was born, the greatest gift of all time. And it was inside of a cave. So what better place to celebrate, to create wholesome fun as a family, and to witness incredible entertainment all at once.
And you said that's 4 days, right?
Yes, what, 4 nights.
So, 4 nights.
Yes. December 9th, 10th, 16th, and 17th. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if you can't get there till 6 or 6:30, don't worry. But if you can get there at 5, we should have the night packed with fun things for your family to do, games, different ways to be entertained, and performances and characters and quests. So it should feel like a Christmas village, a historic experience, but also something that just brings you memories. One of my favorite things we do, if I may, is at one point we shoot off peppermint-scented snow inside the caverns that's safe for the cave. And there is nothing, like, I've lived in the north, but there's nothing like feeling like getting those pictures of your family with snow falling and being in 60-degree climate, because that's how the temperature of the cave is year-round. So you're like, I'm comfortable, but yet it feels like Christmas. So it's nice for Alabamians to get that taste of snow, that experience, but at the same time, to be comfortable.
Now, I hope our listeners are in their cars right now on their way to church so they don't have time to write all of that down.
Yes.
Where can they find out this information? Where can they go?
Great question. So just go to majesticcaverns.com. You can buy tickets online in advance, or you can buy tickets at the gate. We did have the Christmas event this final weekend sell out the last several years in a row. So I do recommend booking ahead online because we really would love to host you. But I would recommend going to majesticcaverns.com, and you'll see our Adventist event. It's on the homepage, but it's also going to be on the buy tickets page, and it'll have its own page underneath events so you can learn all about what to expect while you're there. St. Nicholas will be there. So it's a great place to bring your kids. So all ages are welcome and will really enjoy the festivities.
Well, we've got one more segment left. And again, thank you so very much for being a part of this show and blessing us. And they say you save the best for last, right?
That's right.
The best is coming up with Miss Joy Sorensen from Majestic Caverns right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and in the studio, Miss Joy Sorensen from Majestic Caverns. Well, Miss Sorensen, we learned about who you are. We learned about your favorite Bible verse right now. We learned about the cavern and what's the wonderful things that are going to happen at Christmas. You know, we have listeners that listen from everywhere. The podcast get listened to. It's a huge blessing. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but if there's someone out there, and I know there is, that needs to hear something this morning, what is on your heart to share with them?
Well, earlier, thank you so much for asking that. Earlier, we were listening to music, and you heard the song Waymaker. And I know that there are some people out there that feel like there is no other way. you know? And if that's you right now, just remember that God is the way maker when it seems like there is no other way. And I just want to remind you the peace that comes at knowing that you have a God that has victory in the end, that he wins. This story ends, and it's a love story that ends with a beautiful ending. And you get to be with that victorious God in heaven. And so no matter what trials or tribulations come to you, that you always have a God who is a way maker, who cares for you, that loves you, and that sent his only son to die for you as the greatest gift that ever came. And this is that season we're focusing on that. So know that you are deeply loved, you are deeply cared for, and you have a God who knows how to make a way.
That is awesome, because we came off a week this week of an election that had the that had the opportunity to change our lives, and it really does. And it didn't happen, I guess, for the Republican Party. It didn't go as planned.
Yeah,
and I had to tell some of my friends, because you know I'm considered a MAGA, I guess. And it's unfair, because you know all I am is a God-fearing, God-loving American that loves this place.
Amen.
But they want to put me in a bucket. But what I had to tell a lot of friends this week, who are really upset about what happened Tuesday, the Bible tells us in the end it's not going to be very good. You know, where what is wrong is right, and what is right is wrong. We got to be still. We have to find the peace of the Lord. We have to trust him, because this earth will fail.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. He did. He sent his son because he gave us that ticket. When this earth does fail, that we have a ticket to eternity through him.
Amen. And boy, when the elections go wrong, I'm with you. When things don't turn out the way that I hope for what I believe God wants in our nation, my heart gets sick a bit. But I also know my knees get worn out a bit more, too.
They
because
do.
I've got a lot more praying, because I might not trust the person that's in charge, and I need God to speak to them and have an encounter with them.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that the leaders that I believe in, I might not pray for as much. Maybe that's a confession, because I trust that they're listening to God, or they're praying, or they're seeking counsel from the people that love the Lord. But those that aren't seeking counsel, that aren't led by God, I think, oh God, like I would hate to be in their place on Judgment Day if they did not turn. And so I pray for those leaders, hoping for a change. They would hear from God and make the right call, and they could be an example of what can happen when a person turns to God. And then also, I pray for them, because I would not want to be responsible for some of the decisions they have to make come Judgment Day. So I pray for those leaders, and I probably pray a lot more. I might pray with a little bit more, God, take away my anger. But there's some penance or some confession there, I'm sure. But
well, I have a coworker. He tells me all the time that we need Jesus to come to fix it. And I said, well, you're halfway right.
Amen.
And he looks at me kind of funny, and every time he says it, and he's not coming to fix it. He's coming to save us.
Amen.
So amen. I hope if you're listening this morning, that you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you're ready, because the King of Kings is coming.
Amen.
And they said he comes like a thief in the night. It's coming. It's that fast.
Yes.
Blink of an eye.
And remember, Jesus came. This is one of the things we're focusing on, Adventus, our event. Jesus came in a time of turmoil. He came in a time when Herod was killing, well, shortly after he was born, started killing off baby boys. He came in a time when the government was so cruel and so terrible that they were murdering people publicly. And they were also killing babies. So there was a lot going on when Jesus came in. And that's when he came to bring the joy of the world into the earth. So I think God could have picked any time. He could have picked when there was the president I like, you know. He could have picked a time when I thought things were going bloomingly. But he chose the times that are rough. And that's when he came to show us that he loves us. So remember, when you feel stressed, that God is coming to show you he loves you during those times.
Well, tell us one more time how people can contact you or find out more about Majestic Caverns?
Thanks so much. Yes. So go to majesticcaverns.com. And those of you that know of us as DeSoto Caverns, by the way, I've been working here for over 30 years, so I still get it slipped up every once in a while. So, you know, if you type in DeSotoCaverns.com, it'll still take you to Majestic Caverns, because I know I've even typed in recently and been like, oh my goodness, it redirected, thank goodness. So, but go to majesticcaverns.com and you'll see Adventus. We have it on our homepage shown. It's on our buy tickets page. But if you click on our events and see the drop down to Adventus, it'll give you all the details of what to expect, all the fun that you can make, and just the incredible event to enjoy yourselves and also get to the heart of Christmas. Because it's not all about the gifts and the stress and the hosting and the what time the food's going in the oven and coming out. It's about making moments together. And that's what we want to create an atmosphere for you and your family to do.
Well, Ms. Sorensen, thank you again for coming on. God bless you. God bless your family, your children. And as we say at the house, the one in the oven.
Yes. That's that. I was about to say same to you as far as blessing your kids, but once you said one in the oven, I was like, well, I know that.
No, we don't.
Not the story. No, but I got one in the oven.
We're through. My four grown-ups, we're on the second stage. We have grandkids, so that we can love them and send them on, you know.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much. And thanks for having me. And thank you to your listeners, too, for tuning in to us today.
Well, God bless everybody this morning. Thank you for listening. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.